Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Pickpockets, muggers, robbers, and burglars are people too, or so say some new movies. This week I'm looking at films with sympathetic portrayals of thieves. There's a car thief in Australia, a jewel thief in the US, and an art thief from Italy. Mona Lisa is Missing, directed by Joe Medeiros. Vincenzo Perugia is a name that lives on in infamy as the man who stole the Mona Lisa in 1912. This documentary looks at the theft with a new eye. So Perugia is an Italian migrant in France, the early 20th century, works as a house painter, a very dangerous job at the time because of the constant exposure to lead paint. Some say it made him addle-brained. Later, he takes a job as a security guard at the Louvre in Paris, but Parisians look down on Italian laborers, calling him macaroni and treating him like a fool. But he shows who's the fool. He single-handedly manages to walk out of the Louvre carrying Leonardo da Vinci's La Gioconda, better known as the Mona Lisa, under one arm. And he keeps it hidden for 2 years, evading the most famous detective in Paris. He only gets caught later when he tries to repatriate it back to Italy. So, is he an idiot or a genius? An Italian patriot or just in it for the money? This documentary has a light, humorous tone to it, but is meticulously researched. The filmmaker goes back to the original sources, letters, police files, period photos, and he even tracks down his still-living daughter, Celestina, age 80. The most interesting fact for me was that the Mona Lisa's current fame is in large part due to the publicity when it was stolen. Before, Perugia is just one painting among many. Now, it's the Mona Lisa. The Life and Crimes of Doris Payne, directed by Kirk Marcolina and Matthew Pond. Doris Payne is born to an African-American dad and a Cherokee mom in a poor coal mining town in West Virginia. She's a beautiful child. Too beautiful. Her dad tries to beat the prettiness right out of her. So she decides to get out of there, leave the life she was born into, and erase her past and create a new one. She establishes herself as a gentle, elegant, upper-class woman. And how does she support herself? As an international jewel thief. Jet-setting to London, Paris, and Monte Carlo. No one's harm, no weapons, no hold-up. She steals only from famous jewelry stores, never individuals. And she's a con artist, not a killer. When she does things right, the jewelers don't even know something's gone until after she's gone. Her techniques are fascinating. She's like a magician, moving the jewelry around on the table, palming, but never pocketing them. As long as the jewel is in her hand, she can always dispose of it, she says. She tells stories about a clever escape involving a nun, a scissors, a needle, and thread. And she's a master of disguise, using just a scarf and a wig to turn herself from a haughty aristocrat into a humble nurse in moments. If her life sounds like a Hollywood caper, that's because it is, or will be. There's a film being developed starring Halle Berry, and the scriptwriter narrates part of this movie. But this is actually a documentary about and starring the real Doris Payne. And her life is not so glamorous. She's still stealing at age 80. The movie follows her and her defense lawyer during a trial about her latest alleged theft, which she denies, of course. Will Doris ever come clean? Has she really given up the life? And can she do it without the thrill of the steal? This is a fascinating documentary about a strong-willed and unrepentant black woman and her rise and fall as the world's best jewelry thief. The Rover, directed by David Michaud. A grizzled, angry, nameless man, played by Guy Pearce, sits in his dusty car by the side of the road. It's the Australian outback. Mining country, vast deserts punctuated by ramshackle aluminum huts. Not a kangaroo in sight, just menacing birds of prey. So he goes into a roadside shop to clean up, and at the same time, There's a Jeep powering down the highway with three men inside having it out. They're fighting. One of them wants to turn around to get their fourth guy, his brother, who they left dying on the side of the road after a shootout, but the others say no. And in the ensuing scuffle, the Jeep runs into a pile of junk and is stuck. So they get out, steal a nearby car, the one left by Grizzled Angry Man, and off they go. Out comes the first guy. He wants his car back. He climbs into the stalled Jeep they left and gets it moving again, and so begins a violent 90-minute intermittent road movie chase scene. Shootout. On the way, he passes a typical outback attractions, you know, like gambling dens, gun runners, an all-male brothel, a crucified man. Wait, what? This is where you realize this isn't normal Australia. It's some futuristic, post-apocalyptic Blade Runner Australia. Only US dollars taken here. Chinese is the language of commerce. And if you kill someone, there's no police, no army there to arrest you. It's like the old West, but without any white hats. On the way, he meets Ray, played by an uglified Robert Pattinson, who's the brother left dying on the road. Grizzle guy would just as soon shoot him in the head as save him, but he needs information. So he finds a doctor and nurses him back to health. The two of them form an unwitting pair of road buddies, the angry and bitter older guy and the younger idealistic slow talker. Ray's a hapless Okie looking for a new father figure. Will they find the three men and the missing car? This chilling, eerie, and extremely violent movie is like a Clint Eastwood spaghetti western. Pierce is excellent as the hollow-hearted drifter, and Pattinson, the twilight heartthrob, is virtually unrecognizable as Ray, and I mean that in a good sense. Even though the movie left me feeling as hollow as an animal skull in the desert, I still think it's worth seeing. It's a good movie. The Rover and The Life and Crimes of Doris Payne both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Mona Lisa's Missing played at the Italian Contemporary Film Festival, still on now. Go to icff.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber with the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.